800-333-4338 and help us win this battle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this another Sunday of rain. Oh, my God. I'm waiting for Noah to come up on beautiful Cape Cod today. We are at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace on Main Street in Orleans, Massachusetts, on beautiful Cape Cod. And it's going to be a beautiful day. You have to keep saying that to yourself. The storms are coming through. The thunder and lightning have finally left. And we're getting some liquid sunshine so that you'll have to mow your grass again this week. But it's going to clear, and it's going to be a good day overall. So if we can help you with your garden this morning, the number to call is 800-259-9231. You talk with Jared, and we'll get you set up, and we'll try and work together to have a great gardening season. I know so far it's been a little rough for a lot of different things. Tomatoes are just not producing the way they should or growing. Just for an example, last year at this time, I looked at my records, and my tomatoes in my garden in Maine were around 5.5 to 6 feet tall. The same garden, the same treatment and everything else, my tomatoes are just barely touching 2 feet. My peppers have doubled the size that they were when I planted them. So they've gone from 6 inches in height to maybe 10 to 12 inches, but no body, no density to them. My cucumbers last year had covered the entire area where I had planted them and were running onto the ground. And this year, The cucumbers are about maybe 15 to 18 inches in length with no signs of any flowers. The squashes last year at this time were in the neighborhood of 4 feet tall and maybe 6 feet, 7 feet wide. This year they're maybe 18 to 24 inches tall and maybe 18 to 24 inches wide. Planted in the same garden, same soil, same care and everything. It's just strictly the weather. And, you know, flowers that you've got in your garden due to the rains come into bloom. They look gorgeous, but then they don't bloom as long as they should because of the amount of rainfall. A lot of the flowers are just rotting while still on the stem. So when things like this happen, what I do is I go out in the garden and I cut. So if you've got flowers that just are not looking as good as they should because of the weather, pick them. Bring them in the house. Put them in a vase of water. There's no rain in your house. And they do beautiful as the cut flowers. A lot of perennials in a vase will do absolutely wonderful. So use this time of the year to enjoy some of your blossoms. And things that are doing good are your cold crops. Things like broccoli, I can't eat it fast enough. My cabbage, the head itself right now is bigger than my fist. cauliflower we've been eating for about a week. They're absolutely gorgeous. Brussels sprouts are around 3 feet tall, and the little sprouts themselves are probably about marble size. Onions are doing good, but spinach. Oh, the thing that's been kind of almost a disaster, at least in my garden and people that I've talked to about the same thing, is peas. The spacing between the leaves is supposed to be about 2, maybe 3 inches. And this year, because of the cloudy weather and the rain, the plants have stretched looking for the sunlight. And my peas right now are around 8 feet tall. Last year at this time, they were more in a 5, 5.5 foot. So the spacing has gone between 2 to 3 inches, is now 6 to 8 inch spacing between the leaves. And then when the peas begin to form on it, it gets top heavy and they're breaking, they're bending over and they're breaking. So, you know, they've got good things, you've got some bad things, and it's just another season. And luckily for most of us, we live in a climate where if this year isn't too good, well, next year will be better. So if we can help you with your garden, your problems, then give us a call. The number, 800-259-9231. Oh, some other good things. On Cape Cod, for example, traditionally around this time of the year, the winter moth have eaten a lot of trees, and I remember coming onto Cape Cod last year about this time to be here at Snow's Home and Garden. And as you get onto the Cape after crossing the bridge, the trees are all chewed up, full of holes in the leaves, and a lot of trees have been stripped right down to the nub. This year, only a few trees have been chewed, a lot less damage with the winter moth. And then the other major problem for all of us that live in the Northeast is the Japanese beetle. And normally by now, the Japanese beetles are all over the place. And so far this year, we really haven't seen any. And I was talking with the people here at Snow's, and they said same thing. There's just no Japanese beetles that have been reported. And I imagine that's due to the colder than normal weather and also with the amount of rain we've had. So what are you going to do? You have good parts, you have bad parts, and hopefully things will stabilize soon here and we can get back to normal. But in the meantime, if we can help you, you give us a call. Because there's a lot of good things. The hostas are looking good. The daylilies, every place, are absolutely fabulous. Every place that I've traveled and seen on the side of the road, their daylilies are just incredible. Your orientals and your hybrid lilies are a little bit behind schedule as far as blooming. Mine at my yard are all in bud. They're ready to go. But it's still going to be another couple of weeks before the flower buds themselves open. And last year at this time, we had buds that were cracking, showing a little bit of color, and not even close this year. So we play it day by day, see what happens. And if we can help you, that phone number is toll free, 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, he'll get you set up. And in the meantime, we're at Snow's Home and Garden. The doors are open. They're making coffee. So put on your rain suit and come on down. We have chairs for you. There's coffee. There's some little munchkins. And as always, Snow's puts together a great show. All kinds of door prizes and specials. All of their hydrangeas are 20% off, as well as all the trees and all the shrubs in the nursery. And that's all varieties of trees, all varieties of shrubs. And that includes the Proven Winner collection of shrubs and the American Beauty, which is a collection of native plants. And if you're looking for some privacy here on Cape Cod, they've got some Leland cypress, some gorgeous, some big ones too. Coosa dogwoods all in bloom. And just hundreds and hundreds of beautiful plants to choose from. So come on down. Join us for so that you can see how a radio show is put together with a cup of coffee so that you'll be wide awake. and we'll answer all of your gardening questions. It's going to be a nice day. It's beginning to break a little bit here. The sky isn't as dark as it was earlier. The thunder and lightning has moved out into the ocean, and hopefully where you live, the same thing has happened, and we can get outside and enjoy a Sunday morning. But the number, 800-259-9231, is the number to call so that we can help you with your garden. Now, when the rain stops where you live, go outside and look at your lawn. The one problem that we have had, major problem, has been lawn diseases. And the big problem in a lot of areas is something called red thread. And red thread is very noticeable. If you walk on your lawn, you're going to see little patches about 2 to 3 inches in diameter. And you're going to see very noticeable pink, looks like cotton candy, growing in these clumps. And when you get down close, you'll see that some of the blades of grass have an actual red thread or a line growing right through it. But they're connected with these pink cotton candy type looking growths. And that's something that's caused by the cooler than normal temperature and the amount of rainfall that we've had. And hopefully you're not running your sprinkler just yet. Phone number, 800-259-9231.
Last few weeks in the Northeast, we've had more than our fair share of damp, rainy weather. You think you're depressed? Take a look at your lawn. Those brown spots cropping up are caused by common lawn diseases like red thread and dollar spot that have a field day in weather like this. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie with the Scotts Company. Don't let lawn fungus ruin your nice green lawn. Stop the problem before it spreads with Scotts Lawn Fungus Control. Once a lawn disease like red thread or dollar spot takes hold, it can quickly spread across your entire lawn and eventually even kill it. If fungus is left untreated in your lawn, it can come back year after year. Thankfully, Scotts Lawn Fungus Control is specially designed to stop and prevent these diseases from setting in. And because it's from Scotts, Lawn Fungus Control is guaranteed to get the job done or your money back. So with lawn disease on the rise, now is the perfect time to pick up Scotts Lawn Fungus Control in the orange bag. From Scotts, this is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NUREVonline.com. NUREVonline.com. Improve your life today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchews.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
I'm getting there. I got my coffee going. I'm just about ready to get gardening.
Terrific. Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning, we have Bill on the line, who's got a problem with a tree.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Enjoy your show every week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a problem with a tree. I'm having premature dropping of the leaves. My tree is in front of my house on the sidewalk that the city of Boston puts up throughout the city. I'm noticing green mold spots on the trunk of the tree. The leaves are falling off like it's... In autumn, and they're green. They're not turning brown. They're green. The green stems. I notice a wet or sticky substance on the leaves also. And I brought a few leaves in and put them on a white table this morning to describe, the damage to the leaves. And I noticed black pepper spots come off. You know, little bugs.
Oh, moving from the leaf.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, part of the thing that's happening now, and I was noticing this in my yard Friday, Saturday, we have a lot of wild birches growing. And a lot of the wild birches in my yard are dropping leaves, and the leaves are yellow. And some of them are really, really pale, pale green. And last time something like this happened, it was... because of the amount of rain. You're getting a little bit of a fungus problem, and the ground is so saturated. In fact, my next-door neighbor works for the town water department, and he was telling me 2 weeks ago that the water table in Kennebunk, where I live, was within 6 feet of the surface in areas. And there were areas where the water was basically level, low spots. The water was level with the ground. That they haven't seen water table in this condition in a long, long time. So with the amount of rain we get, the leaves stay wet during the day when it rains, and it stays wet at night, and that encourages a lot of fungus diseases because the spores that create these diseases blow in the air. And when the leaf is wet, it sticks to the leaf, and then it begins to drill into the foliage itself, and then it gets rooted, and you start to get spotting. But also, a lot of problems from phone calls in the last few weeks with an insect called spider mite, especially in hemlock trees and spruces, the real big, tall blue spruce or the green spruces. I've noticed the growth is not as shiny. It's not as large as it should be. And then I started to check a couple of them. I have a small blue spruce in my yard that's about 10, maybe 12 feet tall. And like you, I took a sheet of paper, tapped some of the branches, and I have spider mite on it. So I did treat it. But you have a combination of disease and insects. And if it's a big tree, there really is not a heck of a lot that you can do. The best product to treat sucking insects on plants and some of the chewing insects would be Bayer Tree and Shrub. It's a systemic product that you would mix with water, pour it around the base of the plant. The root system will absorb it, and it will bring it up the trunk to the branches and then eventually to the leaves. It works better when we have sunshine to make it move, but it's about the only thing that you can do. I mean, it would be very costly if you've got a real big street tree to have it commercially sprayed. And most of the products that they do use for spraying with the type of weather we've been getting will wash off, because you need to have a couple of days of sunshine. I mean, we did get 2 days, Friday and Saturday, in the Northeast was pretty good. Hopefully today, with the storm that's gone through here, we'll clear up and we'll have some nice weather. But there's not a heck of a lot that we can do. So have some patience, and if you can get the tree and shrub, that may solve your problem. A phone number, 800-259-9231. And if you live on beautiful Cape Cod, we're at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace, 22 Main Street in Orleans. The doors are open. The coffee's made. Come on down and say hello. If you're a regular listener, you know I've been talking about Organica products for years. I love their approach to gardening. Organica products improve the soil vitality. This summer, garden from the ground up and give your plants the Organica advantage. Utilize Organica Flower Booster to liven up your annuals and perennials. Is your lawn looking a little washed out from all the rain? Utilize Organica Biomatrix to simultaneously wake up your plants and your soil. Remember, if you want to go organic, you need to feed the soil. Organica.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We are at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace on Main Street in beautiful Orleans. And yes, the sun will come out. It will, because this is beautiful Cape Cod, and it should be absolutely gorgeous here. So let's see what's going to happen. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Helen on the line. Helen's got a question about the difference between ladybugs and Asiatic beetles.
Okay. Helen, good morning.
Good morning. And that's exactly what I want to know, the color and the shape between the... I know the ladybug, I'm sure, but this beetle, I saw two of them. My lilies are just beautiful.
Yeah. I started early in the season to have some damage, little holes being chewed in my bulb type lilies, my Orientals and Asiatics, and I put the tree and shrub in it, and within a couple of days the little beetles were gone. But there is a very noticeable difference between the ladybug and the Asiatic lily beetle. The ladybug is round.
Yes.
When you look at the shell, it's pretty close to round.
Mm-hmm.
The Asiatic lily beetle is more of a rectangle. It's not that traditional round shape that you would look for. Then that's, the color is almost the same. The spots are almost the same. They may be a little bit darker. But if you look at the body itself, it's not round. It's more of a rectangular shape with rounded edges. And you're going to see it primarily on lilies at this time of the year. Earlier in the season, they were on fritillaria, which are yellow, orange, and some red varieties of early blooming bulbs. But right now, they're on the Asiatics. They don't seem to bother anything else. They don't go on daylilies. They will not hurt them. They will not eat other plants, primarily on your bulb-type lilies, not the daylilies, which is a root, but on the bulb type. But the tree and shrub, you just follow the recommendations, and what I've been doing is 1 tablespoon per gallon of water. I pour it right over the foliage of your hybrid lilies, and I probably give each bulb about a quart of that solution, and it's gone. And if any other lily's beetle comes, they take a bite out of it, and within 2 hours, they stop feeding, and within 24 hours, they're all dead. So it works very, very well. Thank you, Helen. We appreciate the phone call and a good question this morning. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Norman on the line. He's got a question about garlic.
Norman, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Norman. Norman, you there?
German.
Oh, let's try this again.
German red.
There we go.
Garlic.
Okay.
And last fall. And I'd like to know, how do I know when it's ready to be picked?
Okay. On garlic, you usually plant them for the Northeast. If you live down south, you could plant garlic in the spring and harvest it in the fall because of the length of the growing season. But when you live in the Northeast, the growing season is not long enough. So you plant them in the fall, and you're going to harvest it in late August, early September, and then it will be ready for you. And what you do is the ones that you pull out of the ground, you take the outside row of garlic cloves, pull those off, and stick them back in the ground the same day. Pull them up, clean them, break off as many as you want, and then just push them back in the ground, and they will form a root system. They'll come up. They'll grow to probably 8-10 inches, and then when the cold weather comes, they'll die back to the ground, and then the following spring, because the bulb has already established, it will come back again. But
that is excellent.
It takes,
very good.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the thing that you want to do now, Norman, is when the rain stops, feed them. And if you can pick up a fertilizer that's got a lot of phosphorus in it, so when you look at the numbers on the package, the middle number is phosphorus, and that will help to give you a bigger bulb on your garlic plant. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Bob on the line. Bob's calling about dahlias and strawberries.
Okay. Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Listen, there's 2 quick questions. Is there anything out there in the market that can prevent or help holes in my dahlia leaves? Okay, this year I know it's probably weather-related, but is there anything else out there? And the other quick question is, how do I go about propagating strawberries? I've got lots of runners. Can I put them down and the new plants will form from them?
You sure can. Let's start with the dahlias. When you look at the holes on the dahlias, is there a brown rot to it first, or is it just a hole that appears?
It's just a hole. I don't see any brown rot around it. All I see is holes. Like somebody's, you know, nibbling at it from the top side or back side. Yeah.
Yeah. See, if that, the reason I asked you is, if it's just a hole, then it's an insect. If it's a brown spot that turns to a hole, then it's a disease. So being that it's just a hole, then it is insect. And if you want to get away with as little spraying as possible, use something like tree and shrub. It's a systemic insecticide, and you can use that on anything that you do not eat. You cannot use it on food crops because it's inside the plant. So you take the tree and shrub, you spray it on your plants. Any insects that chew holes, it will knock them out. If you want to try and grow as organic as possible, you can use something like 8. That's a product that you would have to reapply every 2 or 3 weeks, depending on the amount of rain. And that will solve the problem also. But there's a lot of slug damage. I'm finding slugs on my Brussels sprouts as high as 3 feet off the ground. And normally your slugs will stay pretty close to the ground. And at first I didn't know what it was. I thought it was some type of a beetle. Went out during the day when it was raining and found there were slugs on my Brussels sprouts 3 feet high. In my case, I can't use the tree and shrub because I'm going to be eating it. So I used 8, and that will take care of that. The other thing that works very well on chewing insects, if you want to stay organic and natural, is something called spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. And spinosad will take care of, like, the Colorado potato beetle. It will take care of tomato hornworms. There is a company, Monterey Lawn and Garden, and they have a slug bait that has spinosad in it, as well as your traditional slug and snail control. So if you want to stay organic, spinosad. If they're really taking over and it just won't stop, then you can use 8, and that will work very, very well for you. Now, for new strawberries, the runners that are developing from the plant, as soon as you see that a root is visible, then you can cut the umbilical cord from the mother and then dig it up, push it in the ground where you want them, and then those are your new plants for next year. If some of them may make flowers, if they do, pinch off the first set of flowers to give them an additional week or two of time to concentrate on rooting and becoming established. And that way you can have a much bigger plant and more productive plant next season. You may get a few berries, but the little runners, those are the future. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate the phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Audrey on the line. Audrey's got a problem with her dogwood tree.
Okay. Audrey, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. What's happening with the dogwood?
Good morning, Paul. It's my dogwood, red twig dogwood shrubs.
Yes.
And this started in May when they first came out with all those nice variegated leaves. And then one day I noticed one branch. All the leaves were wilted, and the branch going into the ground died. And then the same thing happened to another branch. And this happened on about 3 of those shrubs on one side of the yard. I put down some tree and shrub insecticide and fertilizer mixed, and it ended. I don't know if that was it. Then about a week ago, on the other side of my yard where I have 2 of these red twig dogwoods, one of them started doing the same thing.
Yep.
I'm at a loss as to what to do. I'm afraid I'm going to lose that whole shrub.
No, you should not lose it. It does sound to me that you do have a borer in the stem itself. And due to the wet weather, there's been a lot of plants. Had a lot of people tell me that they've had problems with lilacs, where same thing as you're saying. They have a nice, healthy stem, and all of a sudden the leaves are wilting a little bit, and then the very tip of the branch starts to droop over, and the leaves go from pale green to yellow, and then they turn brown, and, you know, the whole branch dies. And normally that's something that's common. On the red twig dogwood, probably not as common. But you did the right thing. The Bayer Tree and Shrub is a very unique product. It's one of the few chemical fertilizers that you, because you were using that insecticide and fertilizer combination,
yes,
that will last 12 months. So the ones where you have applied it, they should be okay for the rest of the year. The ones that are just starting, get out there today and put those granules down. With the rain, it will dissolve it and will make it available so that the root system can put it together. If you have the liquid tree and shrub, whether it's Bonide or Bayer or Fertiloam, put it on the plants right now, and the product works really well. They're telling me that the product will move up a tree, for example, 3 feet every single day, so that if you have a big hemlock and you have the woolly adelgid and you have a tree that's 30 or 40 feet, it will take 10 to 15 days from the time that you apply it to the time that it gets to the very top of the tree, which is very good. I mean, most products don't work that fast. But for your red twig dogwoods, put that product down, and if the ground is wet, it will dissolve it. And then in your case, if the rain stops, then take out your hose and wash it into the ground to help dissolve the product to get it into the root system faster, and you should be okay. But because of the weather, because of the temperatures, the insects are more numerous, especially the ones that are early. The later ones seem to be set back because of the weather, and one prime insect that should be out all over New England right now is the Japanese beetles. And nobody has seen any. If you've seen one, call me, 800-259-9231. If you live on beautiful Cape Cod, we're at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace on Main Street. Come on by and say hello. We have chairs, we have coffee, some munchkins, and we give door prizes every break. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113. Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com has help directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Snow's Home and Garden on beautiful Cape Cod. We'd love to see you. And as part of their customer appreciation, open house type weekend, all kinds of specials on all shrubs and trees are 20% off. They've got all kinds of beautiful perennials. And if you like something that's going to stand out in your garden, one of my favorite perennials is something called Rose Mallow. And if you live down south, you can plant hibiscus. In New England, most of us will buy the tropical hibiscus, big, beautiful funnel-shaped flowers in reds and yellows and all kinds of colors, some even that are double. And they flower on your deck or patio all summer long. You can bring them in the house during the winter and put them near a sliding door where they're going to get lots of sun, and they'll give you some color off and on all winter. But this is a perennial hibiscus for cold climate, and they're fabulous. They will grow to be as high as 5 to 6 feet tall. The flowers, if you look at your hand and you try and spread your fingers as wide as you can, that's how big the flowers will get. They do get smaller with time, but the first flowers that open could be as big as 8 inches in diameter, a big, huge funnel. And they've got some nice big ones here. They normally will start to bloom mid to late July, Mine at the house don't have any visible buds, but the ones here at Snow's do have some buds on them. So come on by, say hello, enjoy the radio show, join us for a cup of coffee, and every time we have a break, we give out door prizes here at Snow's, and we do have one lady so far, she's collected everything. So we keep pulling the same ticket over and over again. I think she's going to need a wheelbarrow if it continues like this. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Jeannie on the line. Jeannie's got a problem with her rhododendron.
Jeannie, tell me what's happening with your rhododendron. Is it the leaves or the flowers?
First of all, I just want to thank you for being there for us, all of us.
Thank you.
And the leaves were, I think it was from the weather anyway, that they were brown, brownish.
Okay.
And the plant, I think itself, is not that healthy, so that might have had something to do with it. And I was wondering what kind of fertilizer or whatever to put, for the future.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't wait for the future. I would go to a local garden center and I would pick up some plant tone fertilizer. It's a good general fertilizer for all of your shrubs that drop their leaves during the winter, all of your perennials. You can even use it on roses, and it works very, very well. And what's nice, plant tone fertilizer is organic, and it will last in the soil for about 8 to 10 weeks. And with the amount of rain we've had, even though you fertilize on, let's say, the middle of May, most of that fertilizer is pretty well gone.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the systemic products, for example, if you have a combination rose and flower insecticide and fertilizer, like Bayer has a product that will fertilize roses and keep insects off for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking with Ken Kukurowski of Bayer, and he said the amount of rain we've had, that 6 week window has shrunk to 3 to 4 weeks because the water is flushing the soil and taking the product out before the plant has a chance to get it. So I think if you can refertilize the plants, they'll come right back for you.
Is that B-A-Y-E-R?
Yes, just Bayer? Like the aspirin.
Right.
Yes.
And so what's the product, though?
The product that you want to pick up is called Tree and, no, I'm sorry. The product that you want is called Plant Tone.
And
it's made by T-O-N-E, P-L-A-N-T.
Right.
T-O-N-E, Plant Tone.
Oh, T-O-N-E, okay.
T-O-N-E.
Right.
Its counterpart is called Holly Tone. And Holly Tone is for all evergreens. And Plant Tone is for all the plants that lose their foliage during the winter months. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.